have nothing else. That's all I can say.
Okay, so it's not raised based on his building out there?
No, it is not.
This is just based on
this is the index that went in for every residence.
What is that? I mean, how much did it raise is my question. Do we have last year's appraised?
Last year was 78,544. That's what the land included. And this year it is 88,280.
What percent increase is that? Do we have any good mathematicians?
Well, did you use a figure for that? What's the percentage increase on that?
Nothing in the index went over 14%. Nothing.
Okay, but what did his particular property, in other words, compared to other properties?
I don't have it in front of me. I figured Wesley's got it on the screen here. I didn't do it because, again, it's the same index that everyone got.
The same index everybody got in the county?
Right. Now, it varies. Some people would have gone 3%. Some people would have gone up to the 14, but it depends on the structure, the type of structure, you know, that how the index hits it versus his land. That's why he would change. But what he pays has nothing to do with me.
Right. And his figure, did you calculate that?
It's less than 15%.
It's less than 15%.
Well, why the increase?
I don't know. Why the increase?
Okay. The reason that we have this, we used the Honeycutt system for valuing houses for everybody. And so they went out of business in 1989. We are valuing your property using numbers for lumber, and everything was based on 1989 prices. So every few years, the state mandates all the counties that use Honeycutt to go up by an index, and we discuss it with the state, and my predecessor had already signed on it. I signed also afterwards because I stepped into office the day after September 1st, and so I knew this was going to happen. They could require us to use a system that's not obsolete, but it would cost us a lot more. That's what your insurance companies use. It's called Marshall and Swift.
Well, I'll tell you what my insurance company uses. They won't insure that home because it is a trailer house with a house built around it.
Yeah, and
so
I understand
the only insurance that can be got is through the state.
But you understand, I mean, I know you're disappointed because you see the numbers change, but we have to find a way to mass appraise everybody. So we use this book, and it gives points to everybody for each thing they have. And we can also, you know, lower your condition, that kind of thing. We can work with you on stuff. But basically, we have to use the same points.
Well, I've got property in Christian County, a home up there.
Yeah,
and it never changed.
Yeah, they did. They had their index increase was 2.6, and ours was 2.58. So they went up higher than we did.
They didn't raise taxes on my place up there.
Well, you didn't. I don't want to say against the other assessor. I know him. He's my friend. But he doesn't send out notices to everybody if at a certain point. We sent a card out to everyone in the county, even if you went up a dollar. We are only required to send you a card if you went up more than 15%, which someone pointed out on the news last night, more than 15%. But we did not on these indexes. We did not go up more than 15%.
As long as his value is not more than...
I mean, do you think the house is worth 88,000 dollars?
The house and property.
Well, there's lots of people that'd like to have that property, but
and Stanley, we feel you. Everybody sitting at this table had the same increase, okay, or a increase, okay. Everybody here in the county has. So I'm trying to figure out, our values are still across the county less than people would ever sell their property for a lot of times, not necessarily, but that's kind of our question. And, you know, we feel you, but we're just, do you feel like the property is worth less than it's assessed for?
You're talking about the house?
The house and property, in other words, the whole parcel here that's being assessed, at this value, is it assessed under or over? What's your thought?
Well, I think it's over it. And it's a mobile home. The only insurance I can get is like if it burns down completely. And about $20,000 is all they'll give me insurance for a total loss.
Okay.
But your land is also part of this.
Well, yeah, what right about my lot over at Oakmont? It didn't go up. If you're going to have a 15% increase.
You have a lot. You said a lot. There's nothing on it. No structure?
There ain't no structure on it.
So what this index did was it only increased the structure for the cost of the lumber and everything that went into making a home. It didn't do anything to your land. That's why you didn't get anything for your land.
Well, I don't think it's right.
Well, and I gave the judges, I don't know, one of them knows, we did an index ratio. We keep track of sales letters versus the county of what's out there. And the Taney County is at 65% of value.
Is on parcels that are really...
We're actually in trouble with the state.
Well, when you're talking about Ridgedale, that there's a different... Everybody out in that area, their wells, they've had to drop their pumps. They've sucked air. The pumps have quit. I've had to replace two of them. One on 615 and one on 227. All up and down Fruit Farm Road, it's the same deal.
I feel for you. I think the 14% index is crazy in a 2020. We're coming off a pandemic. I think it's, I don't know why we had a 14% increase in a year where we just had one of the worst things.
14% across the board. Some people went up three, some two. I mean, you'll look at these numbers.
We're seeing the highest amount of BOEs that we've ever seen, period. So, anyway, I feel for you. I think going up from 78 to 88 on a house that has functional obsolescence with it, I think is, I think it's...
Well, based on his insurance testimony and stuff, I mean, you can make the motion, huh?
I mean, you say I mean, on your insurance, they're not going to, are they going to give you $88,000 if that burns down?
No. I don't have insurance on it. The insurance that I can buy, I have to go through the state to get it. They'll only pay if it's complete loss.
Stanley, if the house weren't there, if there were nothing there, if it was a vacant lot, could you sell it for $88,000?
I can tell you what Johnny Morris gave for 9 acres across the road from me.
Well, that's
that
different.
Would be a no.
That's a different deal.
Well,
I don't think Johnny Morris wants your house.
I wasn't allowed to. I bordered his property
right. That
the state wanted to sell, but I wasn't allowed to bid on it. He gave $62,000 for 9 acres.
Okay, and how many acres you got here?
35.
The mobile home's on 35 acres?
Two mobile homes on 35 acres.
And the index took the house up, correct?
Right, not only structures.
I mean, typically stick-built homes go up in value. Mobile homes go down in value typically. So the increase did not happen on the land. The land is still the same. Is that my understanding?
Yes.
Land did not change. It was agricultural land.
And Kenny, that would have been agriculture, right?
Yeah.
Right. Agriculture is set by the state.
Okay.
It's not
so.
Changing.
Gotcha. So, I mean, just based on it being a mobile home and that being indexed up, I'm going to make a motion that we keep it at the 2020 value of 78,544.
Thank you.
I'll second it based on we're doing it for this particular property based on the structure.
And the pictures that we saw and the functional obsolescence of it.
Based on that, I'll second it.
So we have a motion, we have a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. All right.
Thank you.
So you have another property here.
Yeah, 615 Thunderbird. That's another mobile home.
Do you have a picture of it?
Is this the same increase, basically? Or is this different?
My dad put a roof over the top of it. Shingled roof, hip roof.
So what's the percentage on that one?
That barn ain't on that property. That one is. That big barn ain't on that property. It's on a...
So we have you down for 33,287. What was it last year?
What numbers are you trying to get there?
So there's a couple different.
28,441.
I'm sorry, what?
28,441.
So here's a couple of the numbers that are worked with. I mean, you're looking at what you're paying out, right? You're looking at what your bill is. I totally understand that. We have what we call an appraised value, which would be like what's the property worth, so to speak. And then you have assessed value, which is a percent of that. So what we're looking at is the appraised value. Last year, your appraised value was 28,441. This year's 33,287. So on this one.
Stanley, I'm assuming you don't have the insurance problems on this property that you do on the other one.
Well, then it's too high.
It's too high, but I mean, they'll insure that structure, correct?
Yeah, they'll insure it for $1,000 a year.
So,
there's about 70 foot of water left in the well before I have to drill a new well. My understanding is that a well 750 foot deep running out of water.
So this is barely below the 15%.
I'm going to be on fixed income here pretty quick. And these increases, $50 here, $100 there. I already know I'm going to have to drill another well on both properties.
I mean, I mean, you as a banker know that getting financing on something like this, it's not like a stick-built house. It's just, I mean, and I know you can get financing on double wides, which makes, you know, and that's a little bit different of a deal depending on how it is and what it is. But,
yes.
One thing I want to ask you, though, you did fill out your 948 for the state taxes, right? Do you know about it?
No.
You can get your money back. Based on your income. If you're fixed income, you probably wouldn't even be paying any taxes at all by the time they reimburse you.
Well, it doesn't matter. I mean,
it does matter to you, though. You need the money.
So what? Tell me about the 948.
The 948 is based on a person's income and their circumstances. The state will give up to, I believe, $1,100 back on your property tax, even if you're a renter. They'll give you money back on the property you're living
in. Is this based on hardship?
No, not all hardship. Even my mother qualified for it. She's just fixed income. It doesn't matter what your property sells for or is worth on our appraisal books either. It's just based, there's a worksheet. I don't have it with me, I wish I did.
There's an age requirement for that too, 62 or
well, or disabled, if you're 62 or... disabled.
And it's a tax credit applied to it.
Right, but they'll send you a check. They'll go back 3 years. So you can get 3 years of your money back.
Well, that's all well and good.
No, but that's the government. But we'll help you on the other one.
Let's avoid having...
I don't think I need... Okay. I don't like more government. I don't want no handout.